How to create touch pads with a can of spray paint. Touch sensing is most common on small, flat surfaces such as smartphone or tablet screens. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University, however, turn surfaces of a wide variety of shapes and sizes into touch pads using tools as simple as a can of spray paint. Walls, furniture, steering wheels, toys and even jello can be turned into touch sensors with the technology, dubbed electric. The trick is to apply electrically conductive coatings or materials to objects or surfaces or to craft objects using conductive materials. By attaching a series of electrodes to the conductive materials, researchers showed they could use a well-known technique called electric field tomography to sense the position of a finger touch. For the first time, we've been able to take a can of spray paint and put a touch screen on almost anything, said Chris Harrison, assistant professor in the Human-Computer Interaction Institute, HCII. And head of the Future Interfaces Group. The group will present Electric at CHI 2017, the Conference on Human Factors in Computing Systems in Denver, Colorado. Until now, large touch surfaces have been expensive and irregularly shaped or flexible touch surfaces have been largely available only in research labs. Some methods have relied on computer vision, which can be disrupted if a camera's view of a surface is blocked. The presence of cameras also raises privacy concerns. With electric, conductive touch surfaces can be created by applying conductive paints, bulk plastics or carbon-loaded films, such as Desco's Velostat, among other materials. Yang Zhang, a PhD student in HE, said electric is both accessible to the hobbyists and compatible with common manufacturing methods, such as spray coating, vacuum forming and casting/molding, as well as 3D printing. Like many touch screens, electric relies on the shunting effect. When a finger touches the touchpad, it shunts a bit of electric current to ground. By attaching multiple electrodes to the periphery of an object or conductive coating, Zhang and his colleagues showed they could localize where and when such shunting occurs. They did this by using electric field tomography, sequentially running small amounts of current through the electrodes in pairs and noting any voltage differences. The trade-off, in comparison to other touch input devices, is accuracy. Even so, electric can detect the location of a finger touch to an accuracy of 1 cm, which is sufficient for using the touch surface as a button, slider or other control, Zhang said. Zhang, Harrison, and Gerard Laput, another HE PhD student, used electric to add touch sensing to surfaces as large as a 4x8-foot sheet of drywall, as well as objects as varied as a steering wheel, the surface of a guitar and a jello mold of a brain. Even Play-Doh can be made interactive with electric. The technology was used to make an interactive smartphone case, opening applications such as a camera based on how the user holds the phone, and a game controller that can change the position and combinations of buttons and sliders based on the game being played or the player's preferences. Zhang said the electric surfaces proved durable. Adding a protective coating atop the conductive paints and sheeting also is possible. For more from Carnegie Mellon, find out how this AI offers voters a smarter way to make decisions. Source: Carnegie Mellon University.